So this would be the Drysdale vignette entitled Gardena O-rings in 3, 2, 1. Have you had problems with click-on hose equipment flying apart? Hi, I'm Art Drysdale, and I'll have a fix for you when I return. 3, 2, 1. Using the Gardena click-on system, the tendency for various pieces of hose to fly apart while using an on-off nozzle can be annoying. I was spraying an insecticide using a hose end sprayer to turn the spray on and off at the spray bottle. The resultant changes in pressure caused a Gardena coupling to burst apart. I then had to be careful in setting down the hose end sprayer so it didn't tip over and spill the concentrate, walk to the tap where the hose originated, shut off the water, go to the break, so to speak, and reconnect it, then back to the water source and finally back to the hose end sprayer to recommence spraying. Almost inevitably, by the time I got back to the hose end applicator, the new pressure would have caused the bottle to tilt over with some loss of concentrate spray. The cause was and is failure of the tiny rubber O-ring or washer that is on the outside of all male ends of Gardena connectors. Constant exposure to the elements eventually causes the rubber to harden, and under increased pressure, the loose connection often allows the two sections to come apart. To my delight, I found that Gardena do sell a small package of these O-rings for very little money. If you can't find them, ask your garden center manager to order them. I suggest if you have Gardena connectors 3 or more years old, replace all of the black O-rings to prevent a possible problem. It's cheap insurance against what was to me a major annoyance. I'm Art Drysdale.